Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about how to put yourself first. The first priority in your life, excluding God or your faith, is you. Sounds foreign to you. In every case, we decide if it is in our self-interests or not, to help or to do. Everyone has different self-interests. Selfless doing is not possible because we act after our self-interest. I remember this discussion with my siblings when we were aged 10 years. Most people do not even understand this because they are brainwashed. And we just were speaking about this with 10 years. Remember in the airplane, they instruct us for an emergency to take first the oxygen on our face, and then we can help our kids to do the same things. Otherwise, the lack of oxygen can kill us, and so we can't help our kids. And this is also true for our normal life. We can't help if we don't have the resources or the health or power or mood. Makes sense. If we are depleted, tired, fatigued, we first have to care for ourselves to become happy and satisfied, and then we can help. The people who love us need the best version of you and not a frustrated, overtired guy. So we have to renew our energy, health, spirit to be able to serve. Maybe you think you don't belong to your friends, job, family, or relationships anymore. You need something better. So longer you believe I don't belong anywhere, so the more we train us to remain in this condition, even it doesn't fit us anymore. Think this over. Do you still fit to your friends? Imagine a baby elephant is tied with a tiny rope to a tree. Many years later, this grown-up elephant still thinks that it can't escape because of this tiny rope. And so it is with ourselves. And that is absolutely true for elephants and also for us. Elephant is so strong. There's no chance for a normal chain. We can break the chains, everything. We can free us so that we can serve much better and enjoy our life. So time is running out. We have to act to renew our life. Don't get stagnant. Instead, we are caring, looking at other people, get distracted and can't grow to become better in different areas of our life. Sound selfish. Don't waste your time with meaningless friends, jobs, relationships. Discover new opportunities, renew yourself, and inspire people to do the same. Imagine you put crabs in a basket and no crab can escape because the other crabs will prevent the crab from escaping. And in the end, all crabs will be consumed. Do you like that? So many times I had to change my friends because I was not fitting inside in them anymore. Just do it. We attach to our past and memories, so the deeper the emotions connected to previous situations, the more we value them. You become that for what your five best friends are. That is all speak. If you want to remain the same, but if you want to change, you have to change your friends. But we are not our memories or the assumptions that we are. So we have to renew our soul, spirit with meditation, contemplation, and reflection to get out of the jail that we have built with our memories, emotions. The meaning that we give to our stories hinder us from growing. to achieve something better. My guru said, let the past go and don't dwell in the future. Live in the here and now. Every moment. No? Does that sound better? Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.